Evening, this is N5AOW. I control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on a Mobile Amateur Radio Club repeater 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Mobile on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Mobile Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on May 17th, 7 p.m. in the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Mobile. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so, after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.moonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable battery-powered mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Interlink stations that would like to check in? This is N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
This KD2AIT, good evening.
WA2U.
Okay, we've got WA2U, John, and KD2AIT, Jeff. Jeff, we'll start with you. I hope you had an excellent day today.
Well, good evening, Bob. Jai up there. Yeah, we had a good day today. Got up this morning. We filled up the two water tanks. Our pump is a little under-powered for the process, so we're probably going to have to get a new one, but that's okay. The pump we have now is an old one that was laying around the barn in my brother's house, so at least we got the size one out with an old one that we didn't pay for. So we probably got to go from three-quarter horse to a one horse. But anyway, we got that filled up and all disconnected, and then we ran into town to do a couple things, got back here. I did a bit of fishing today, nothing really biting. I threw some worms in the second time we went out, and the little guys were biting on it, but they were so small you couldn't even pull them in. So I was a little discouraged, but we got time. The flies are picking up. We had to put the net hats on. And I know you guys know what that is. So we had to have those on today. But we did a lot of shooting today. We filled the county full of lead here. If you don't want to run a metal detector around here tonight, that's for sure. We had a great prime rib dinner we cooked here at the camp. And, oh, boy, was that good. We had prime rib for Christmas. And before we made it, I cut off a little chunk of it, and we saved it for an opportunity just like this. And I broke it out of the freezer for this weekend, and oh my, it came out good. And so we're just kind of sitting around here on the wood stove. We just, one more guy's here in the hitting the shower camp there, and he should be out here in a little bit, but that's about it. And we'll probably be heading off to bed here real soon. So, this is KD2AIT, back to net control.
Okay, Jeff, sounds like you had quite a day. Yeah, I found here, I was raking up leaves and collected a few worms. I went down to the dock and threw them in, and I watched them sink all the way to the bottom. No fish in sight, so I don't know where they're hiding, but you would think by now they would be near the shoreline, especially with the warmer water, but doesn't seem to be the case. Went down this afternoon and spent a little time down there picking a few things up and whatever, and didn't see anything then also. Okay, well, I'm glad you had a good day, and it sounds like you enjoyed your prime rib. That sounds wonderful. I think that's one of the things that are going to be on the menu for next week for us. Okay, Jeff, you have a good evening, and everyone stay warm. Let me wait to you. John, how is things down in Hinckley?
Okay, very good, Bob. WA to you and Jeff and a multitude of listeners. And Kathy's getting ready to check in, and it sounds like Jeff had a real good day out there. Make a noise. And let's see. Had a good day. We walked around. I was experimenting a little bit with the GPS. And got a kick out of the elevation. We're sitting here at about 1,310 feet. And then where our new neighbors are, walked down there and checked it out, and they're at 1,279. That's what, I think our camp's at 1,279 too, right around there, but we're at 1,310 here. And when I get a chance, I'll get down by the water and see what that, down by the reservoir and see what that's at. Now let's see, we got all the ice made, that's important. The ice is all ready for all the libations, the Glenfiddich, just the standard 12-year-old, but that's good. We've got a box of CDs and DVDs to pick through. And what else is going on? That's about a little bit later on, we'll make a pizza. But it was just an absolute gorgeous day, and I agree with the bugs. They're out there. We've seen a lot of wasps around, too, so they're not as welcome. And got my order into a lumber company today, added some more stuff to it. You know, it's one of these things that gets larger and larger, but that's okay. Delivery's very reasonable, and work on the deck over at the camp, and got some projects here around the house, so. But we're getting ready. Somebody said they must have came up on a Saturday night, so we might want to move down the road a little bit. But so that's what we're looking forward to, Bob. So I'll turn it back over to you, and I guess April's rapidly rolling away, getting ready for May here. So maybe some other people will be joining in a moment. WA to you, back to them.
Okay, John. Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is the final day for April of 2016. We won't see this one again. And you know what? A little word of inspiration, if you will. I don't know if that's the correct term. It's later than it's ever been. Anyway, yeah, it sounds like you're dealing with the bugs as well as Jeff, and they just started here today. Yesterday was fairly warm. There were a few around, I'd say maybe half a dozen or so that I could see. Nothing much, but today I think the whole artillery or Air Force came in with them. So yeah, I think we're all getting clobbered with that. I'm glad they blocked the streams here, at least. I hope they did. Usually it helps out tremendously. But if we get the warm weather, I think it'll probably burn them off, and that would be all right, too. Then we have the next page of mosquitoes. That's those Mexican bugs that fly up our way and have that hypodermic needle on the front of them. So, yeah, it's kind of one of those things that creates havoc with all of us. Okay, and I'm going to stop rambling here and get on with it. This is N5AOW, looking for additional check-ins.
KC2YXN.
KC2QQR.
Okay, 82, is that it, is that?
Okay, A3TFP through the Echolink system, third time to charm.
Okay, we've got KC2YXN, Kathy. KC2QQR. We've got Chuck and Vernon. KA2ZNZ, Jack. KA3TFP. Bill, we're going to start with you since you're on Echo Link. Jump you ahead of everyone a little bit and see what you've got down in Pennsylvania.
Roger, Roger, thank you. Thank you for allowing me to step ahead of the line. I don't always feel comfortable to get ahead of everybody, but thank you for the opportunity. Normally, I'm the last guy to find out anything. Rain. It's still raining. It's been raining for 4 days, maybe five. I've lost count. And I did this morning, though, cover the front part of the house with the gutter covers. But we're in the rain here, and I'm not going to hold it down. I wish everyone the best of the evening here. And you can sure fill your buckets up. Just come on down to Pennsylvania and just take them out, and the rain will fill them up. And then you can take it back to water your gardens. KA3TFB, good evening, and we'll be listening. Back to Net Control. Thank you.
Okay, Bill. I know the feeling with a lot of rain. We've been fortunate, and we've had a few days of sunshine, but I think the rain is coming within the next few days, and going to water things down a little bit, get a little bit dry, but I hope you get the sunshine following it and lasts for a few days and gets you warm again. All right, Billy, have a fine evening, and take care, stay warm. And we'll go back to KC2YXN. Kathy, how are things with you?
Well, KC2YXN here, doing good. Had to play in the dirt a little bit in my garden today, getting stuff weeded and prepped and all of that, so that's a lot of fun. Lovely day today, too. And Bill in Pennsylvania, why don't you send us some rain? That would be great. We're dry as a bone up here. Lots of grass fires here and on the scanner. So, but I'm just going to say good evening to all, and thanks, Bob, for doing the net. KC2YXS.
Okay, Kathy, well, you certainly pull your share, too, with the net, so, yeah, it was an excellent day, and I get out and made good use of it today, so, that's good. I hope everyone that was in our area enjoyed the sunshine. Sounds like so far everyone did. All right, we'll move along to Chuck and Vernon, KC2QQR.
KCQQQR. Yeah, good evening, guys and gals. Yeah, beautiful day. Was out mowing the lawn, taking care of the gardening and all that kind of good stuff. Yeah, I agree. The bugs were out today. They were following me around when I was riding the tractor around. So that time of the season, I guess. But yeah, I enjoyed the sunshine. It was definitely good. It's good to see. I think it's supposed to rain here tomorrow and Monday. At least that's what the looks like the weather forecast is supposed to be. So it looks like we're going to be getting some rain, hopefully. So we'll see how long that lasts. So, anyways, you all have a good evening and 73 South KC2QQR back to net control.
Okay, Chuck, well, you have a good evening, and, yeah, you're right, I think the bug's head is everywhere, but, we get some warm weather, some good hot days, and that'll burn them away, and maybe we can move along or enjoy it without so many bugs. Okay, KA2ZNZ, Jack, we haven't heard you in a while, how are you doing?
Hey,
sounds good evening, Bob, everybody on board. Good to hear everybody there tonight. Well, we've been doing pretty good down here. And for the first time, we are predicting 100% chance of rain tomorrow in our area here, and we can use it too. No question about it. It was nice having a warmer, mild days without rain as well. So, not too much to report from down here. Carol and I are doing fine. So, we'll say 73 to everybody. KA2ZNZ, back to that.
Okay, Jack, always good to hear you, and glad you checked in with us. Yeah, I think we're due for some rain here, like Kathy was saying. It's awful dry. You know, we could use it. And I think it's forecast, from what I read earlier today, in this area we're going to get light rain or drizzle in the morning. How far that'll go into tomorrow, I don't know. If Kevin was on, he probably could give us an update or a forecast on that, but I think we're due for some rain in the next few days. We're going to get it on and off with showers and what have you, so that should dampen things down a little bit and help with some of the brush fires and things that are taking place. All right, this is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-ins. Well, I had quite a day. I started out, I don't know, logy, no ambition to do anything, and just plain hurting this morning for some reason. But anyway, that kind of passed. I got myself into work mode, got a few things done, played around with an antenna I got through the mail. I don't know, this Time Warner thing is just getting aggravating with, you know, we're all set with flat panel TVs and digital capabilities, and yet all the digital stations that are being broadcast are cut off from us. Now we need a box to acquire our stations, and it does get quite annoying. So I think we're going to go in a different direction. But anyway, the day was nice. We enjoyed it. I got out, of course, with the dog and get him a run a bit and let him get around, and he enjoys that. We do that a couple of times a day if the weather permits. But yesterday and the day before, I spent some time out in the work shed, get everything organized, and at least where I can move around, I can find things again. You know, when it comes to fall, you pack everything wherever you can wherever you can drop it. And it seems like, boy, it takes you a couple of weeks before you get everything organized again, or at least back into a routine where you can find things and manage what you have. All right. I'll make a call, see if anyone else would like to join in 5AOW. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return the frequency and a repeater to regular amateur use. I want to thank Bill down in Pennsylvania, Jack, Chuck, Kathy, John, and Jeff. Everyone have a fine evening, enjoy the night, and tomorrow I think we're going to get maybe squeak another good day out of it, but we're going to get a little bit of rain in the morning. So with that, I'll bid everyone an adieu. 73 and 5AOW clear.
KD2AIT Echo Link repeater, KA3TFV logging off the Echo Link system. Wishing everyone a good evening.
5AOW and 5AOW, KC2, Oscar Victor Bravo. KC2NBU, KC2NBU, this is KC2, Oscar Victor Bravo.
KC2OVBWA to you. Say good evening.
Good evening. I just installed a radio in my mobile unit. I'm calling from Utica, and I wanted to see if I was hitting the repeater and how my signal was coming in. Thank you for responding.
Yeah, okay, this is John. I apologize. I don't remember the name. I thought you might want to check your audio. Yeah, it sounds fine. Don't touch anything. it sounds fine. You're into the repeater. You know, not full quieting, but certainly very readable. So, always good.
Roger, thank you very, very much. What was your call sign again? I'm sorry, I didn't catch it. I thought it was Phil for a moment.
Yep, it's WA2U, Whiskey Alpha 2, Uniform, one of those weird 2x1 calls. WA2U, and the name again is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel, November.
John, you're coming in clear as a bell, WA2U. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate your responding to the call. KC2OVB clear. Thank you, sir. 73.
Okay, just for the log, as they used to say many years ago, what could I have your name?
Roger, my name is Dick. I'm from Utica, and I usually check the repeater for octen, usually about 25 of 10 or 20 of 10 most evenings. But my base unit went down. I had some problems with it, so I've just installed a Kenwood 110 watt in my mobile unit. So that's KC2, Oscar Victor Bravo, Dick from Utica.
Okay, Dick, yep, your call's easy to recognize. I was over in the other part of the kitchen here. Yep, old Vienna beer. it sounds fine, and kudos to you for making a special effort to generate RF. It's kind of nice, so you have the plan A and a plan B. All right, well, I'll get out of the way, but I figured I've heard you do call-ups and stuff in the past, so I knew you were looking for, I think, Bob, and you were looking for Ray there, so came over and give you a verification. Kathy and I are getting ready to rock and roll, as they say, for the evening. So have a great evening, and, yeah, the radio sounds fine. You should be in great shape. KC2OVB in Utica, WATU, northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir, 73. Have a great evening and a weekend.
And again, many thanks, John. WATU, KC2OVB, clear. 73, good evening. Oscar Victor Bravo calling for Octen, Natick County Traffic Emergency Net. All check-ins are welcome. With or without traffic, it will be appreciated. Calling for Octen. Calling for Octen. All stations with or without traffic are welcome. Final call for Octen. All stations with or without traffic are welcome. All check-ins will be appreciated. thank the Zill Amateur Radio Club